everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Shepherd's Flock podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kristen.
And I am Lazarus Perez.
We have a really interesting topic today. It's the topic of growing up too fast. Laz, why did you want to talk about growing up too fast?
Well, I feel like it's important. I feel like it's one of those deals where us as kids growing up to where we're at now, we just kind of sweep all that stuff underneath the rug and never talk about it. And I kind of feel that there's kids now and other people that have gone through the similar things that I've gone through or you've gone through and just never talk about it. And it still affects them today. So that's kind of one of the reasons why I want to discuss this, because I feel like it's very important to just rip that Band-Aid off and be healed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is really important. So kind of give us an idea of what you went through personally, and why this topic, it plays such an important role in your life now.
Yeah. So, you know, as a kid, you grow up with a family that's together. You know, you have the mom and the dad, husband and wife, and they're together. And this family is built amongst them two and God, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you grow up as a kid and you're just so used to being able to wake up every day and wake up and be able to just jump out of bed and play with your siblings or go run to your parents' rooms and then just jump in bed with them. And within a snap, that can all be over with. And it does hard damage to so many kids out there. Mm-hmm. And I still remember the day, you know, my parents, they decided to split. And I remember hearing the news and I ran straight to my room and put my face in the pillow and I cried. And, you know, I remember walking by this was like in the transition of my mom moving out of the house. And I remember walking by my sister's old room and I caught her crying in the closet. And it's just things like that, that really affect people. And I'm not making this, we're not trying to make this podcast into, you know, parents splitting up. It's more about the kids than this one. But from that point on, getting love every day, every morning, every, you know, midday, every night, getting tucked into bed, you don't get that anymore. It transitioned from me being in a whole family to me being home alone with all my siblings out of the house. My mom moved out. It was just my dad and I. And there's times it was just me. Mm-hmm. And then you look around and it's like, I really miss that love. I really miss my family. Mm-hmm. But at the same point, you being a kid, you can't do much.
Yeah.
You can't do much anymore. So this is one of the big reasons why. And part where faith plays in for me is being a kid and sitting there alone and being able to not know who to turn to until God whispers in your ear, like, hey, I'm here. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely where the bond of my building with God started. And I just want to say that even though that time and moment could seem like a breakdown, like your lowest point, it's really not. Mm-hmm. It's really like you, God putting you in a slingshot. It's like, all right, you better hold on because you now know who I am.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you feel like during that time that kind of like, I don't know, gave you a boost to like kind of promoted your and maybe pushed you forward a little bit to building your relationship with God?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, that's basically who I had, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, every kid that's in a home right now with family, they want to have that freedom, right?
Right.
They're just like, gosh, my parents are strict. I can't do anything. I can't even go out and hang out with my friends. Well, it was different for me. I had that mindset at one point. But then whenever I realized where all my friends had to sneak out to go outside, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I could just walk straight out the door.
Yeah.
When, you know, kids that were my age had to sneak around or do things. And I'm not saying that's a good thing, but that's just part of growing up. When you're able to enjoy being a kid, I wasn't able to do that. I was lonely. And I know there's so many kids out there that are lonely right now. So my relationship with God really was built at that time. Mm-hmm. And it's really carried on to where I'm at now, because I could now, that was a stepping stone for me, because now where I'm at, I could teach our kids one day, hey, you don't ever have to go through this.
Yeah.
You know, I've went through this and I know how to prevent this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also kind of like when you're a kid, it's really hard to understand that the reason that your parents put these rules in place is because they love you and they care about you.
Yes.
And when they're taken away, I mean, we've experienced this and seen this from kids and teenagers and people we've interacted with that don't have much of a family unit anymore. They don't have a parent figure, and they say, I wish that there would be rules in place, which is like totally opposite the way. It's kind of like counterintuitive, but so it's kind of like, I could see how that would be really hard. And so what would you say to somebody that's going through like a child or a teenager that's going through a similar situation right now? How would you tell them to pray, or what are some words of wisdom you might give them?
I mean, if somebody's going through that right now, I know how they're feeling. They're feeling mad, sad, frustrated, very emotional. Mm-hmm. And you can't let the emotions get the best of you. And I know that's easier said than done, but the main key for sure is to identify who God is if you haven't already. And if you have, you just need to stick closer to his word. You got to build that relationship. Talk to him every day. Mm-hmm. I promise you, it's not like you're just talking to a wall and you don't get a response back. It's not like that at all.
Yeah.
God provides for you. There was times growing up whenever I had to leave the house or do different things because we had left that house so let me back up a little. Whenever I was still in high school, we had to leave that house. Mm-hmm. And I went off on my own. And there was times that I didn't know where my next meal was going to come from. I didn't know how I was going to get clothes. I didn't know any of that. And me having a relationship with God and talking to him every day and relying on him, he was my provider. Mm-hmm. He's the one that found things out for me. And it was amazing. And if I could tell any kid anything, if they're going through anything like this, is to lean on God with all of your heart. He will supply for you. And I know how it feels to be that kid that is like sitting on the sideline whenever you go to school and you see your friend's parents pick you up from school. Mm-hmm. Or you go to their house and you see family pictures and you don't have those.
Yeah.
Or if you go to, you know, senior night or something, or your graduation, and you have your family there. I understand that. So you're not by yourself. And I just hope that you go out and lean on God, and you go out and you find friends for that support. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, it's going to help. Even now, our family, you could tell our family's still trying to repair from things. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand that. When they meet my family or any other family that's gone through this, they don't understand that process. But we're still trying to repair, and we're still trying to find our old self. Like, not necessarily our old selves, but we're just trying to build that bond again. Mm-hmm. And it's coming together. So it is a process, but you just got to. If you want to make a change, you got to be the one to take a step forward. You got to be that generational blessing. So
yeah,
that's what I have to say.
Yeah, I think that's really, really great. So, I mean, how would you say that your faith strengthened you or helped you in situations where you felt like your childhood was different, or maybe you were excluded? I know you kind of talked about that a little bit. Is there anything specific that you can bring to mind about what you would think about or what you would do when you started thinking negative thoughts about, you know, I'm not like them or I'm missing out on this?
Yeah. I mean, every time I would go hang out with a friend or anybody like that, they would always be with their parents and they would always be with their siblings. And I would sit there, and every time in the back of my mind, I'm just like, I wish my family was like that. I wish we could just be able to bond like that and have a good time. And even like now, whenever we go have dinner with somebody, or, you know, your family, for instance, and it's like, man, I wish I could do this with my family. You know, I wish we could do this more. And it will. But definitely I would catch myself being in my rooms and in my mind a lot and just really arguing with myself and asking God why. Why do I have to go through this? And I mean, it all makes sense at the end. When you're in the mix of it, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. But when you're finally over that, when God finally walks through that valley with you and gets you through it, it all makes sense. The torture ends. It is not everlasting. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, faith in God was definitely my medication to overcome things, because I was always in my mind as a kid just destroying myself.
So. Yeah. Well, it's hard, you know, when you're alone a lot and you have a lot of time to think about things, that's when things kind of, you know, start to creep in, maybe thoughts that you shouldn't have, things like that.
Yeah.
So could you see, now looking back, can you see that all happened for a reason, and maybe that God was using that to strengthen you for something maybe that has happened or that will happen in the future?
Yeah, most definitely. So I remember being a kid with my family when we're all under one roof, and I remember being a kid, and nothing against my family at all, but
he has a great family.
Yes, I do. I have an amazing family. But nothing against them, but I remember being a kid, and I remember watching everybody that was older than me in my family and how they would live. And I've told you this before, but I remember sitting in my room and me being this little kid, and we're going to get to this, how beautiful kids' faiths are in God. But I would sit in the middle of my room and I would just tell God, God, I want to be better than my family. And that was not shooting shots to anybody in my family. That's just the mentality that the Holy Spirit gave me. And one of the deals is God could have been like, okay, you want to be better than your family? You're going to have to take this tough route. It's going to be a valley for sure, but don't worry, I'm holding you. Mm-hmm. And looking back now, I consider myself as a generational blessing vessel for my family. And you just got to take that leap of faith. You got to take, I mean, it's hard. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, it's hard. But once you get past that, it's amazing. The reward is so great, because not only did God make you a leader and make you such a strong servant of His, and I'm not perfect. I'm not going to say I'm a saint here, but he allowed me to grow into so much bigger, into a bigger role than I was. And spiritually, I've just grown. And it's beautiful, because being able to take that role, you still have the scars. And well, let me take that back. You don't have any scars, because Jesus took those scars for you. But now you can see your family coming along. Now you can see your family joining that pathway that God has allowed us. And now we're coming back together and we're just being able to come whole.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. So kind of talking about that, how would you say that your parents played a role in all of this?
So let me start off. Good question. Let me start off by telling kids right now that I know it's hard to see, but all you want to do is blame your parents. And what I can say to that is give your parents a break, cut them some slack, because they are going through something so hard right now, whether that's them separating, whether that's, you know, a parent passing away and there's only one parent in the household, whatever it is, give them a break. They're trying their best. And it's hard to see that while you're going through that and while you're at a young age. But I look back, that's one thing I learned, is you can't, and this is part of that generational cycle deal as well, because you can't, if they grew up similar to the way that you did or something like that, you can't blame them for the way that you were brought up. Because they can't teach you something that they don't know, that they haven't been taught before.
Right.
You know, there's no guideline. They don't know what the next step is after, from the point that they were kids and they had to grow up and be an adult. They don't know what the next step is after that.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it's like God saying, you need to identify this problem, maybe this thing that's been passed down from generation to generation, so that you can be the change. And so that he can use you to break those chains and to break those negative cycles.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I agree. And I know there are statistics out there. I forgot what it was, but it's like, you know, 80 or 88% of kids who don't grow up without a dad end up dead or in prison. But I just want to pray over that right now, that in the name of Jesus, that's not true. That you will be, if that is you growing up without a dad or without a mom, you will be able to grow up and be successful and being a strong leader of God, that you will be able to break that cycle and you will be the generational blessing vessel for your family and for your future kids. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Amen. That's great. Mm-hmm. So you kind of talked earlier a little bit about what it means to have a child-like faith. You just briefly touched on it. So Jesus says to turn from your sins and become like children. Why do you think he said that?
Yeah, so I heard a pastor talk about this, and it really set into my mind. And it's actually very beautiful, because I feel like the reason why Jesus says to turn from your sins and to become more like a child is because, think about it this way. Say we have kids and we tell our kids, hey, you know, when you go to sleep, I grow wings and I fly around. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, and they're going to believe you without any hesitation. They're going to believe you. Why? Because you're their mom. I'm their dad. They think so highly of us. They're going to believe us. And I feel like the reason why Jesus told people this is because we need to go back to a childlike mind and heart. Because right now, if God were to come to us as an adult and he's like, hey, I am your God, you are my servant, and I want you to be my disciple. Well, as an adult, you're going to second guess that, and you're going to try to figure out all different types of ways on how this is even possible, what's going on, who is this guy that's claiming to be Jesus. But if Jesus was to go to a kid and says, hey, I'm Jesus, I'm your God, you are my servant, and I want you to follow me, what is that kid going to do? That kid has a beautiful mind and a beautiful heart that is literally a vessel that is waiting to learn, and a sponge. And what are they going to do? Without any hesitation, they're going to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
And they're going to serve him because they instantly love him. They instantly know who he is.
And with a pure heart, and with a heart that's willing and, you know, ready to serve, not one that's kind of like reluctant and thinking I could be doing something better with my time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I definitely believe that's why Jesus said that. And he definitely, you know, I'm putting a Bible verse in here. It is Matthew 18:3. And he says, truly, I tell you, unless you change and become little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And I feel like he says that because you have to have that mind and heart of pureness for him.
Yes.
And that's all he wants.
Right.
That's all he wants. And he just wants you just to be able to believe in him without any doubt.
Yeah.
That's all he wants.
Yeah.
So I definitely believe that's the reason why Jesus said, turn from your sins and be like a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's really great. So is there anything that you would like to say to our viewers? Anything you want them to remember?
Yeah. I just want to tell y'all, we really do appreciate y'all's support. We are growing, and it's all within God's will and his blessing. And I just want y'all to remember that we don't do this video. We don't do this YouTube channel or anything like that for us. Well, I promise you we do not. We do this because we want to be a vessel of God. We just want to help so many people out. I mean, you could go on the news right now and find something negative on there. And if we could just bring God's light into the world just for a couple minutes through this podcast, that's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And we just pray that y'all just continue to follow us and continue to enjoy this journey with us, because it's very special. And we're not trying to profit off of it or anything like that, but we just really want to be God's disciples. So if y'all just want to join on and come on and even come on the show sometime, that would be great.
Yeah. Or comment and let us know what topics you want to hear. We'd love to hear your feedback. Laz, do you want to close us out in prayer?
Yes. Really quick though, I want to say, let's be more like kids. Let's trust and imagine with a pure heart and a pure mind, and let's not lose that. Mm-hmm. Let's be obedient, because that's only going to help us be even more obedient, more truthful, and a better disciple for God. So, yes, I'm going to close in prayer now.
Okay.
Father God, we just thank you so much for anointing us to be able to have this knowledge and wisdom that you have given us. We pray that the words that you have given us today will help so many people that are watching right now, Father God. We pray that you bless their lives, that you bless their childhood. You bless those kids that feel like they're not getting all the love. We just pray that you anoint their hearts and their minds, and that you allow them to turn to you, Father God. And bless the people who are adults already and are still dealing with scars, Father God. And I pray that you anoint them and you heal them, Father, and you bless them. I pray for prosperity over all the lost and all the broken. I pray that you heal every single one of us. You allow us to prosper, and you allow us to be able to represent you so well. We just pray that we just continue to lean on you with all our heart and help us be more like kids so we could serve you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And thank you all for joining us today. Mm-hmm. We're so glad that you've tuned in to our podcast.
Yes.
We hope that you will continue to follow us, that you'll continue to watch our future podcasts. We'll have many, many more to come.
Yes.
We also hope that you will like, subscribe, comment, and just tell people about us so that we can continue to spread God's word. Thank you so much, and we love you. We'll see you soon.
See ya. Bye.